In a world where medical doctors cover up your symptoms with drugs, you need a better way. Look no further. You found it. The Freedom From Pharmacy Podcast.
The Freedom From Pharmacy Podcast is for information purposes only and should not be considered as medical advice. Always consult a physician when trying to get off a prescription medication.
Welcome to the Freedom From Pharmacy Podcast. I'm your host, Brian Showalter. I am certified in holistic nutrition. I am not a doctor, and these claims have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration to prevent, cure, or treat any disease. There's a meme going around put out by David Avocado Wolf. He's a natural raw food guy. Also is a flat earther. That's a person who believes that the earth is actually flat. This meme is titled, What's in a Glass of Milk? And it's written in a way to scare people using fear tactics. And it's been shared so many times, 17,000 times. I've seen it from numerous people on my own Facebook news feed. So I'm going to take this opportunity to put his arguments to shame. I'm just going to go down the list here. The first thing on the list says that there's 135 million pus cells. What does that even mean? What that means is the somatic cell count. This is the number of non-inflammatory white blood cells and epithelial cells that come from the mammary gland. And these cells are found in normal, healthy cow's milk and normal, healthy human breast milk. They just call it pus to scare you. The next two things they say, there's blood and feces in the milk. I'm like, really? About the only time that there's blood in a cow's milk is right after the cow has had a calf. Occasionally that there'll be blood in the milk. That or if a cow got a teat stepped on, which is rare. Feces in the milk. There's probably about as much feces in the milk as there is feces blowing on hand dryers in the bathrooms of restaurants. It's such a microscopic amount. Again, this is just put there to scare you. Up to 20 painkillers, he says. I dare you to ask a dairy farmer how many painkillers that they know of and that they actually give to a cow. It's actually very rare that a painkiller is administered to a cow. There's about two times that I can think of that a cow is given a painkiller. One is if the cow has like 107 temperature, which is a normal cow's temperature is 102.5. So if a cow has a really high temperature of 107, give them aspirin to help bring that temperature down. And these aspirin are like the size of your finger. They're big boluses. But really, the other time a possible painkiller might be given is right after a cow had her calf and she's in enough pain that she can't stand up on her own or doesn't want to stand up on her own. Those are the only times that that's given. And he says, antibiotics. Okay. Well, every tanker load of milk that goes into a processing facility is tested for antibiotics. And these tests are so sensitive that they test down to 5 parts per billion. That's like finding a misplaced period in a 5,000 pages of text. That's how small of an amount that we're talking about. There are more antibiotics in drinking water than there are in milk. And if a tanker of milk happens to have more than 5 parts per billion, that tanker of milk gets dumped down. Farmer has to take that milk back, dump it in his manure pit to haul it on his fields because no processing facility will take that milk. And that farmer loses the income from 5,000 gallons worth of milk. Now that's conventional dairy practices. That's not organic dairy. That's conventional dairy. The difference between a conventional dairy and organic dairy farming is organic dairy farmers can't give an antibiotic ever, whereas a conventional dairy cow, if the cow gets sick, and an antibiotic can be administered, and that milk has to be withheld for a certain period of time before that antibiotic leaves that cow's system, and then is tested. That milk's tested to be under that 5 parts per billion. So who would be as cruel to an animal to let that cow suffer with an infectious disease and possibly even die? It's possible some cows die from mastitis infection, a certain type of infection. And a cow could have been given an antibiotic and lived. But who's a cruel, who's so cruel as to withhold an antibiotic treatment? U.S. Department of Agriculture's Organic Dairy Standards. That's who. You can't give an antibiotic to an organic dairy cow ever. So that cow has to get sold if the cow survives that long. On the other hand, we do have natural antibiotic things like colloidal silver. However, the scumbags at the U.S. Department of Agriculture says colloidal silver is illegal to use in animals used for food production. So they don't let you do anything. I've had a milk inspector tell me that they're not allowed to even give aloe vera or any homeopathy treatment, but drugs are allowed. Yeah, no, nothing natural. And the way that she mentioned homeopathy, she didn't even know what it was, and neither does the Department of Agriculture. This thing also says there growth hormones. Growth hormones have been, bovine somatropin has been significantly reduced over the years. It's down to like 13%, I believe in 2015 was the last time, date that I saw, down to 13% of the amount of milk in production has the hormone given. So it's declining every year. It's becoming less and less of a problem. Says IGF-1 bovine growth hormone. What that IGF-1 stands for is insulin growth factor 1. He says it's which contributes to increased diabetes risk, hormonal imbalance, immune system damage, early puberty, cancer. Okay, well, IGF-1 is a natural thing in milk. People have been drinking milk for thousands of years and they don't have diabetes or immune system damage, or early puberty, or cancer. Diabetes has not skyrocketed until the last several decades, along with all the other things that he lists here. So I find it hard to believe to link it to milk as being the cause of these things. And he says, acidic protein which leaches minerals and calcium from the bones. Now, this is funny. It's so dumb that it's funny. He's using a play on words because he knows that people have heard of Otto Warburg's saying that cancer cells can't live in an alkaline environment. So people are privy to acidic being cancer promoting and things like that. So they think anything acidic is going to be bad. So he puts in here acidic protein leaches minerals from and calcium from the bones. You know, milk's pH is around like 6.6. Actually, lemon juice is between 2 and 2.5 pH. That's incredibly acidic. Milk is 6.6, almost just a couple ticks below neutral. And he thinks that he can scare you by saying it's acidic. It's barely acidic. Barely. But yeah, protein is slightly acidic, but nothing compared to fruit juice. Is he ever going to come up and say, hey, you can't eat fruit. It's acidic. It'll leach calcium from your bones. No, he's not going to say that. Actually, there was a study done. The study's titled Comparison Between Acidic and Base Protein Fractions from Whey or Milk for the reduction of bone loss in rats. And what they found was measurements of bone mineral density of the spine and femur indicated that the acidic protein fraction prepared from mineral acid, whey protein, reduced bone loss. Not increased it, reduced it. I mean, protein is essential for life. You wouldn't last a year without any protein. You'd have to eat a complete, completely processed diet that would take protein out of everything in order to accomplish not eating protein. You probably wouldn't even last a year. It's so essential that it's stupid that he would even suggest that it is a problem. Not to mention, your stomach has stomach acid at a pH of 2. It's like the most acidic thing around. One of the things he mentions here is there's bacteria and pathogens in milk. Another scare tactic. Just about every piece of food that you put in your mouth has bacteria on it. Unless you eat it right out of the oven and it's still hot and it burns your mouth. Bacteria are everywhere and they're going to be on your food. But he's going to say, oh, there's bacteria in your milk. That's like saying the number one cause of drowning is caused by water. It's so stupid. Even if there wasn't any bacteria on the food, as soon as you put it in your mouth, that food has bacteria on it because there's bacteria in your mouth. One of the ways your body can naturally deal with bacteria on your food is the body has something called the stomach, and the stomach has acid in it, and the stomach acid kills bacteria. So the last thing on the list, he says, toxic milk protein casein, which contributes to breast cancer, kidney disease, arthritis, MS, Crohn's, irritable bowel, and asthma. Right. First of all, proteins shouldn't get past your stomach. They should be broken down into amino acids by the time they leave the stomach. So it doesn't really matter what type of protein that is if you have a healthy digestive system, because it's going to be broken down into amino acids before it gets absorbed into your body. Contributes to breast cancer? Come on. Kidney disease? That's caused by fried foods, oils in a bottle that oxidize, causing damage to the kidneys. Arthritis, mineral deficiency, not getting enough protein. That's funny. Because that's basically what arthritis, inflammation of the joints. You don't get enough of the joint-building proteins and minerals, you get arthritis. Of course, he's against protein because he says it leaches calcium from your bones. MS, fried foods, oils in a bottle, causing free radical damage to the nervous system. Crohn's disease, caused by gluten intolerance. Gluten's damaging your intestines. Irritable bowel, same thing. Asthma, essential fatty acids, manganese deficiency. All commonly brought on by gluten intolerance because the gluten intolerance has reduced the absorption ability of the essential fatty acids, so you're not getting them, so you develop asthma. Not caused by milk. This guy needs serious help. When somebody as popular as he is, who takes a superfood like milk and turns it into something that's harmful, it burns my cookies. So, and turns it into something that's harmful. Now, I do recommend the raw milk as opposed to the pasteurized milk. And you know, it's interesting. There's very few foods that you could live off of. One food that you could totally live off of and still be healthy, and milk is one of them. You can drink like a gallon of milk a day and still be healthy. That's the neat thing about it. It's like a complete food. You know, baby animals live off of that until they start to eat grass on their own, and they grow big and strong. And some people say, well, milk was designed to grow a baby calf. Well, You know, our bodies are constantly growing and breaking down, and you never want your body to go into net breakdown. So it's actually a good thing to have your body in a net build up mode. And milk is going to help build up. There's actually some bodybuilders who drink a gallon of milk because of the amount of protein in it. They use that to help build their muscles. And Weston A. Price study cultures, the Swiss survived off of dairy products from goats and a sourdough rye bread. It's basically all they ate. And then the Native Americans in the West would drink milk. Their warriors would drink milk. And they were big and strong. Didn't have diabetes or anything like that. So this has been Brian Showalter signing out. We'll see you next time.
To see the products mentioned in this show, head over to freedomfrompharmacy.com and look at this episode's show notes. And you can see all of the Youngevity products by clicking on the store tab.
The Freedom From Pharmacy podcast is owned by Easy Way LLC and is under Ohio Revised Code 475 9.10i.